Welcome to the ASHP Official Podcast, your guide to issues related to medication use, public health, and the profession of pharmacy.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the special edition podcast, Home is the New School, Specialty Pharmacy Education in a Virtual World. This podcast is a second in a series of podcasts created by the Section of Specialty Pharmacy Practitioners. My name is Huda Marie Kanda, and I am a pharmacy manager of accreditation, quality, and residency at the University of Chicago Medicine. I will be your host today, and we will be chatting with Lisa Coomer from the University of Illinois at Chicago and Maggie English from the University of Kentucky about student and resident education during COVID-19 and beyond. In today's discussion, we will be covering perspectives from a current residency program director and a current PGY2 resident regarding rotation models, best practices, and plans for the future. So thanks so much for joining us today, Lisa and Maggie. Let's get started talking about today's topic. Could you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your organization, and your residency program offerings? Lisa, let's start with you.
Thank you, Huda. As Huda said, my name is Lisa Coomer, and I work at the University of Illinois at Chicago. I am the accreditation and residency coordinator with our specialty pharmacy program, and I also serve as the residency program director for our PGY1 community-based residency with a focus in specialty pharmacy. As I mentioned, I work at University of Illinois Specialty Pharmacy Services. So we are a duly accredited specialty pharmacy. We're located right on UI Health's campus. We manage a slew of different disease states like inflammatory conditions, multiple sclerosis, hepatitis C, sickle cell disease, and of course, cancer. We've been established now for almost 10 years. And lastly, let me tell you about my residency program. So as I mentioned, we're a community-based residency with a focus in specialty pharmacy. The residency was established 5 years ago, and it's housed directly within our specialty pharmacy here at UIC. Our residency is specifically focused on specialty pharmacy, so all of our rotations do have that focus, and all of our preceptors do work within our specialty pharmacy program. Our residency program offers rotations in our specialty pharmacy call center, in operations, in our various specialty ambulatory care clinics. We offer a specialty pharmacy administration rotation, as well as longitudinal rotations in academia and research. At the end of our residency program, our resident will be well-versed in specialty pharmacy clinical management, as well as specialty pharmacy administration.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Maggie, what about you?
All right. So hi, everyone. Thanks for having me here. My name is Maggie English, and I'm the PGY2 Specialty Pharmacy Administration and Leadership Resident at UK Healthcare. And as part of my role, I work very closely with our UK Specialty Pharmacy. We are also a dual accredited specialty pharmacy with ACHC and URAC accreditation. We also recently achieved the URAC rare disease designation that we're very excited about. We manage a variety of disease states, similar to what Lisa just spoke on. We're in over 30 plus clinics at UK Healthcare, and we're almost up to 100 employees. So we're definitely growing and expanding, and it's really exciting to be a part of this group of people. So a little bit about my program. It is a PGY 1 and 2 combined specialty pharmacy admin program. The first year really focuses on developing clinical skills, where I participated in a variety of inpatient and outpatient rotations. These can include required ICU rotations, similar to the regular PGY1 program, as well as a variety of ambulatory and specialty clinic rotations. And then in the second year is where I really get to focus on administration and leadership. So I have some really cool examples of rotations that I've already had this year, like contracting, specialty pharmacy accreditation, clinical practice management, and retail leadership. Additionally, I am also the lead for our quality management committee meeting at our UK Specialty Pharmacy, and I manage about 39 retail and community interns during my PGY2 year as well. And then on top of this, we have an optional MBA through our UK College of Business. So really, our program is the combination of best of both worlds with that clinical focus in the first year, and then you get to really focus on admin and leadership in the second year.
Thank you both for providing that background. We're very lucky to have you based on your experiences and your prestigious institutions that you both come from. So let's go ahead and get started with our first question. What do your resident rotations look like today? Lisa, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. So right now our resident is coming into campus as well as working from home. So we have a bit of a mixed model going on. She's able to come on site for her ambulatory care clinic rotations. And then she's able to be working remotely for her specialty pharmacy call center rotation, as well as her administrative rotation. And then I should also back up and mention that she does come on site for her operations rotation, where she's actually dispensing drug as well. And I do want to quote one of our colleagues from a previous podcast. So Julia Chisholm from the University of Missouri Healthcare, she said in her podcast that specialty pharmacy is pandemic proof. And I just loved that. And we were able to learn that pretty quickly with moving our resident responsibilities in terms of clinical management for our call center home. So she is able to function, you know, independently and provide excellent clinical care from the comfort of her home right now, just due to the current situation.
Thanks, Lisa. Maggie, do you want to describe your current rotations?
Yeah, so it's pretty similar to what Lisa described. I'm also in a mixed model this year as well. A lot of my rotations can be completed virtually from home as they're more administrative, but I have had unique opportunities to go on site for some admin experiences, such as the rollout of our COVID vaccines during my supply chain rotation, and then also being on site at our specialty pharmacy for staff preparation of ACHC and URAC accreditation. And then I do have some required staffing in our central and retail pharmacies that I've been on site for as well. But for the most part, I am able to complete a lot of rotations virtually, whereas our PGY1 specialty pharmacy resident, since he does have more clinical responsibilities than I do, they are still completing rotations in person, of course, with appropriate COVID precautions.
Great. Thank you both. So you both mentioned new remote learning experience that you've established over the last year. So what would you say is one best practice that you've implemented with the remote rotations?
I would say what I've learned this year on remote rotations, that communication is key. It's really been important for me to meet ahead of time with each preceptor every month and establish their preferred way of communication, whether that's texting, email, maybe an instant message on the computer. How frequent will you actually touch base with your preceptor? For me, it's important to touch base a lot more frequently at the beginning of rotations, and then depending how it goes, maybe that could be spaced out a little bit more. It's also important to make sure to share your calendars and establish any meetings and topic discussions right at the beginning of the month. And then also review your farm academic goals at the beginning of the rotation, just to ensure that there's a plan in place to meet every single goal, since things might be a little bit different this year with virtual rotations. Another thing that I learned through virtual learning experiences is that you cannot be afraid to speak up. A personal example of mine was during my virtual supply chain rotation this December. During this time is also when our COVID vaccines were delivered to UK and our supply chain team was heavily involved in this process. I realized being at home that I felt a little bit disconnected and that something needed to change with the rotation. I set up a meeting with my preceptor and recommended that maybe I'd come on site, maybe for the rest of the rotation, or we could split it up depending on what worked best for the team. I ended up going on site for that rotation and was able to participate in the logistics and distribution of our vaccines, as well as helping out with some of our clinics. So I, in the end, had a much better learning experience by not being afraid to speak up to my preceptor.
Thanks, Maggie, for that insight. I think that was a great example and shows the kind of the flexibility and adaptability you need in this environment, both by you as a resident, but also by your preceptor. Lisa, what's your perspective on some best practices you've implemented?
Maggie did a phenomenal job, I think, summarizing honestly exactly what I would be saying from an RPD perspective. So to summarize what she said, communication is key. So I think we've had the opportunity to explore different types of communication methods now that we're all working from home, like, you know, messaging via Microsoft Teams and just all these, you know, different ways we're communicating now that we didn't use in the past. Establishing expectations. I love that Maggie mentioned reviewing the farm academic goals ahead of time. I think that is super important in this new remote world. And then lastly, how frequently that we're touching base. Again, another great point and something that we've had to adapt over time. And it is, again, you know, rotation specific. Sometimes we're checking in a little bit more depending on what's going on. And other times we can, you know, go a couple days and feel comfortable.
Great. Thank you both. I think that's great advice and great feedback. So you both mentioned COVID vaccines and being on site to help with distribution. So that's a hot topic. So I'm curious to learn, what was your role in COVID vaccines? Maggie, what were you involved in during your supply chain rotation?
Great question, Huda. During my supply chain rotation, we were responsible for keeping inventory on our vaccines, distributing them to our different clinics. And then I also had unique opportunities to help administer some of the vaccines as well. Also at UK, so we've really been relying on our staff volunteers, especially our interns. And as the manager for our retail and community interns, I was also able to help make sure that all of our interns were adequately trained to provide immunizations and that they were able to sign up and help. We were actually really lucky because the vaccines rolled out right over Christmas break. So we had a lot of extra help from students and our interns. But other than that, residents have been able to help with our vaccine administrations, but no one has really been pulled away from normal residency duties.
Great. Thank you, Maggie. Lisa, what about at University of Illinois?
Maggie, that sounds like a really great experience you had. Here at UIC, our resident was able to get involved in some of the COVID vaccine administration duties as well. So this actually worked out nicely. So one of the ASHP standards has us ensuring that our residents are able to meet some community service goals. So our resident was able to participate in a mass vaccination clinic here at UIC. So she was able to help administer the vaccine as well as precept some of our College of Pharmacy students as they administer the vaccine as well. And just to echo Maggie, she kind of did this in addition to her other duties. So it was just an added opportunity that she got to do this year.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. I think it's very creative to tie together those experiences and activities with some of the ASHP requirements. And so now that we see this light at the end of the tunnel, is there a plan to return residents to campus?
Yeah, this is Lisa. I'll start here. Yes, there is a plan. And I think we're actually working towards that a little bit this year, starting in spring. So as I mentioned previously, we're working with a mixed model right now where our resident is coming on site for her ambulatory care clinic rotations, as well as her operational rotation. So she could, you know, obviously check the actual medication and get it out the door. And she's working from home for some of her more administrative duties, as well as call center duties. Moving forward, I do want to add that level of flexibility to our program. We've kind of been learning this year what's going right, what's going wrong. So this upcoming residency year, I think depending on the duties of that particular rotation, I'm going to be giving the resident the flexibility to be working at home if the situation allows it. And then obviously they'll be coming on site as usual for more of the direct patient care experiences.
Thanks, Lisa. So you're now interviewing for these, you know, residents for next year. How have your interviews and your assessments of candidates changed based on the experiences they've been through this last year?
This is such a great question, Huda, and it's something that honestly just started happening naturally for me as I'm going through this residency recruitment process right now. So some of the things that I found myself looking at is obviously talking to these residency candidates during the interview process about how they feel about working remotely, especially if they brought up to me, you know, they've commented on their level of independence or, you know, how much they enjoy working in a team setting. So, you know, I make sure to bring up, you know, some of your opportunities might be remote this upcoming year. And how do you feel about that? When I'm particularly assessing candidates, I'm particularly asking about or looking for their communication skills, because as we already mentioned during this podcast, Maggie mentioned just how crucial communication skills are nowadays that we're working remotely. So that's something that I'm asking extra questions about. And I need to see some level of intrinsic motivation within our residents as well. I look for this every year. Right now in particular, you know, you're going to be working from home a little bit more. You're not going to be passing me in the hallways. So I need to make sure that you're, you know, doing what you need to be doing at home, that you feel comfortable. And, you know, we're still getting the job done.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Those are great tips and tricks, especially from your perspective as a residency program director. So we've talked about rotations from home. Let's touch on student experiences and classroom work from home. So Lisa, I know that you also offer elective courses at the University of Illinois College of Pharmacy. So talk to us about that. What has that looked like for you and for your students?
Yeah, thanks, Huda. So we're really excited about this. So here at the University of Illinois Chicago College of Pharmacy, we recently started a new online specialty pharmacy elective course. This course was offered for the first time in fall of 2020. And ironically enough, we actually had planned for the course to be 100% online even before, you know, we were pretty much forced to do so. So that actually worked out in our favor. So this course is totally asynchronous. We have no set meeting times. And what it is, it's pretty much a broad overview of the, you know, specialty pharmacy model. We explore many facets of specialty pharmacy practice. I'm just going to touch on a few of them. So that includes specialty pharmacy, you know, residency and career options. We obviously talk about the various drugs and disease states with a focus on practical clinical management. We talk about working in a specialty pharmacy and the various roles you can have there. We also talk about advanced topics such as specialty pharmacy business and medication access issues, clinical patient management programs, as well as demonstrating value like clinical outcomes and accreditation. So those are just some of the content areas. Holding this course, you know, virtually let us explore some different ways we can actually get this information to our students. So this is an area that I particularly liked, you know, exploring. So what we've done, we had some interviews with some national specialty pharmacy experts. We did some panel discussions, and all this, you know, was recorded for our students. We did roundtable discussions actually with students and residents. We did some video tours of specialty pharmacies. I actually had my current resident record a day in the life of a specialty pharmacy resident video to show our students. We did some show and tell videos with specialty drug medications to kind of show our students how they work. You know, some of these devices are pretty complicated, so I particularly liked that. And what we did, we have, you know, a ton of different videos. So each week's content was composed of a couple shorter videos to hopefully increase student engagement. So they're watching, you know, a couple 20-minute videos as opposed to one, you know, longer one. And then lastly, I want to tell you guys about the assessment models that we're using for this course. So we decided to use each week our students will be creating a discussion post. So each week they write a discussion post about, you know, our assignment. And they are also responsible for responding to one of their peers' discussion posts. And this has actually led to some great conversation in our course. So it's let it feel almost more so like a classroom atmosphere, even though we're all working from home. And I've really been able to get to know some of these students just by reading their posts. And, you know, it's really been an enjoyable experience.
Wow. Thank you, Lisa. Very creative and interesting content you've put into this course. So what's one lesson you've learned? So you've always planned for this to be virtual, but when you actually started the class in fall of 2020, what's kind of one lesson you learned and maybe advice that you would give for other virtual learning experiences?
Advice that I would give is to stay engaged. I know it's a little bit difficult working remotely, but the, you know, the instructor should give you various methods of engagement, like reaching out to your, you know, your instructor if you have questions, making sure you stay engaged in the discussion posts, you know, accessing content early if possible to make sure you don't have any questions about anything. Yeah, those are a couple of the things that I think have stood out to me as students that have done well in the course, some of the things that I've noticed that they've been doing.
Thank you, Lisa. Definitely very creative and interesting content that you've incorporated into your course. I'd love to be a student in your classroom. So let's wrap this up today by talking about lessons learned. So Lisa, you go first. What would you say from your perspective as a residency program director and as an educator, what is one lesson you've learned during this COVID-19 pandemic?
Thank you, Huda. I think something that I've learned, this actually became more apparent to me as I have been teaching our course, it's that actually finding these specialty pharmacy residencies isn't very intuitive to our students. When I was teaching that week in the course, this came up and we actually had some students talk about their experiences. So I want to give a little bit of advice here to our students that are listening. So our specialty pharmacy residencies are sometimes embedded within various different types of ASHP residency programs. So a good way to actually find residencies that are focused in specialty pharmacy is via the ASHP residency program directory. So if you go into the directory, there's a button you can press for advanced search. So you would go into the advanced search function, and then you would type in specialty pharmacy within the training site type, and you'll see a slew of residency programs that are specifically housed within a specialty pharmacy. So that's one of the tips that I give to the students in the course, now that I know that, you know, it is really hard to navigate the system.
It's a great insight. I'd love to share that with students that express interest in specialty that we see, you know, rotate through University of Chicago. Thanks for sharing that tip. So Maggie, you were the first resident to kind of adapt to some of these new styles of learning. What would be your piece of advice for future residents?
Yeah, great question, Huda. So my number one piece of advice for future residents is kind of a summary of what I said earlier, and it comes in three parts. So number one, the importance of communication. I don't think any sort of communication is necessarily bad, especially in this world of virtual learning. Number two, being open and honest with your preceptors and even your RPDs, just to make sure you're getting the best learning experience. And then lastly, being flexible, because you will need to adapt, especially since we know that things can change so rapidly. You'll need to be able to adapt to different types of learning experiences throughout your residency.
Thank you, Maggie. Definitely some great insight there, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think this is very important if these models continue for our next academic year. I'd like to thank you both, Maggie and Lisa, for joining us today to discuss the current state of specialty pharmacy education during and beyond the COVID-19 pandemic. I hope you've enjoyed today's conversations. Be sure to subscribe to the ASHP podcast, and we hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ASHP Official, the voice of pharmacists advancing healthcare. Be sure to visit ashp.org/podcast to discover more great episodes, access show notes, and download the episode transcript. If you loved the episode and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe, rate, or leave a review. Join us next time on ASHP Official.